Well, good morning, my friends. I pray this message, these words find you well. It is December the 9th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled this, Angel Greetings 101. Our scripture comes from Luke chapter 1. Let's continue the story of Mary. Today, verses 29 through 34. Hear these words. Well, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You've found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Consider this. Before an angel gets sent to earth to give us humans divine words, messages, or instructions, I wonder, do they have to attend angel training first? You know, in my mind, when I visualize this, I can almost see it. Imagine an ornate angelic classroom where Gabriel calmly walks to the front of the room, clears his throat, calling the class to attention, and says the following. "Okay, class, if I can have your attention, settle down, find your seats, please. Today's class is on the subject of how to speak with humans and not scare them to death. Now, this is a short lesson, but an instrumental one. Really, it's all about how you open the conversation. Now, pay attention. There are four words you will want to memorize, rehearse, and remember, as they are key in any interaction you may have with a human being." Now, seeing this as a teaching moment, Gabriel thinks it's a good idea to ask the following question. Any guesses as to what those four words might be? I imagine silence falls in the room. One angel on the front row timidly raises his hands and replies, please don't run away. Good answer. However, nope, not right, Gabriel replies. A few moments pass, and another angel raises his hand and says this, hey neighbor, got a minute? Gabriel shakes his head and replies, that's five words, Bill, and no, I'm sorry, still not right. After more silence, Gabriel walks up to the chalkboard and writes the following four words down in all caps, instructing all of the angels to copy them down and remember them. The words on the board are as follows. Do not be afraid. Class dismissed. Have you noticed that when you read the interactions between angels and humans, do not be afraid seems to always be the token opening statement? Angelic encounters, listen, they can be terrifying. When you read the descriptions of angels in Isaiah or Revelation, I think do not be afraid is the perfect way for an angel to start. However, isn't it interesting that when Gabriel met with Mary, he used a different script? He didn't open with the phrase, "Do not be afraid." Instead, it was this. "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And on the other side of that, what do you find? Mary was, here's the word, troubled and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Now, having learned that she's favored and that the Lord is with her, Mary's next thought is not one of fear because a literal angel is standing before her. Instead, her opening thought is this, "I'm favored by the Lord? Uh-oh, this can't be good." Now, pay attention to what happens next. Gabriel once again repeated that she's favored and then delivered the news that the Messiah would come through her womb. And notice what follows. She didn't doubt, but instead, she wondered. Isn't it interesting that this was a very different reaction than that of Zechariah? Remember, when Zechariah heard his news, he replies, "Well, how will I know that this will happen? For I'm an old man and my wife is getting on in years." Yet here, Mary simply asked, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" Now, remember, she was betrothed to Joseph. Now, to be betrothed was very much like a marriage, minus the consummation. However, when she learned that a child would come through her womb, and not just any child, the promised Messiah, God in flesh, the only question Mary asked was not one of doubt, but it was one of wonder. Listen, where Zechariah saw obstacles, Mary saw the miracle and wondered how it would play out. Did you know that most commentators and scholars believe Mary was anywhere between 12 and 14 years of age? I mean, for all intents and purposes, she was still a child. And I wonder if perhaps that's where the childlike wonder she possessed in this moment came from, her own youth. Mary, in this quiet and beautiful moment, didn't understand the how, not by any stretch of the imagination, yet she did understand the who that was behind it. The thought for the day is this. We don't always get the full picture when it comes to God's plan and workings in our life. It's difficult to know how God will carry us through. Yet, let childlike wonder take over in those moments and say to yourself the following. I may not know the how, but thank you, Jesus, I know the who. I am will always be enough for me. Let's pray. Eternal God, you hold everything in perfect balance and in the palm of your hands. And that includes me. That includes this moment. That includes my situation. So Lord, would you give us the peace to trust and the patience to walk with you and not run ahead of you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The questions for the day. What encourages you through Mary's reaction and response to Gabriel? Another question is this, what challenges you? Also, ponder this, what would it look like for you to move from doubt to wonder in your life? Good questions to think about today. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.